Hi, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with Matt Duffy. Matt, we do so many stories about baseball, and you had an experience of going to school again, not for you, but for other people.
Yeah, 5 weeks ago I went to Cesar Chavez Elementary School in San Francisco, and me and New Balance kind of teamed up. There's some other major leaguers across the nation that did it as well. Xander Bogaerts, AJ Ellis, Michael Franco, to name a few. And it was just to challenge the kids at a local school to be active and challenge them in some exercises, document it. And then I went back today, was actually the end of the 5-6 week period. Went back, checked their progress, and gave them all the ones who completed the challenge. It was Spark Start Fitness Challenge, is what it was called. Gave them all shoes and t-shirts, and really all they asked of me is go hang out with the kids, participate in some recess with them, which was a really good time for me because, you know, our lives are so busy. Yes, we do play a game for a living, but it's very much serious, and there's a lot of preparation and thought that goes into it. So it was fun for me to go and play some dodgeball, play some four square. I was a goalie today, and they tried to score a goal on me in soccer, and one kid actually blasted a ball. And then the net was tiny, too. It was way too small of a net because I'm much bigger than the kids, obviously. And it was fun. I did some dodgeball with them, which was probably the most fun thing because I'm, you know, trying to take it easy on them. I don't want to hurt them. And right off the bat, they're just chucking these balls. Like, I was surprised how hard they could throw them. So it was on after that. And, I mean, it was hilarious. The balls are really like foam balls, so yeah. Nobody gets hurt. But it was a good time. And I had a ton of good laughs and, you know, got my heart pumping a little bit moving around. And that was kind of the goal, is just get the kids up and moving and exercising because, you know, everybody's so huddled around their phones and their mobile devices and computers that, you know, you forget that when you're active and healthy, I think it leads to a happier life.
Yeah, boy, interesting story by Matt Duffy here, Cesar Chavez Elementary School. Now, kids must come up to you and just go, wow, in a major leaguer, they must have a million questions for you.
Yeah, you know, they're funny. They either want a picture. One of them today asked, are you famous? And I was like, no, I'm just a normal person. And she was like, you look famous. And I was like, what does a famous person look like? And she paused and she goes, you. And I just started laughing. I was just like, I'm just normal. I like having fun with you guys. And, you know, it was a good time. I think for them, it's good to see guys like me, guys like us, in a normal setting. Just let them know that we're normal people who came from normal things, and we just worked hard to get to where we're at, and I think that's an important message.
All right, so what did you like about recess when you were in elementary school? Were you a good recess player?
Yeah, I thought I was a pretty good athlete back in the day, and I liked dodgeball. We played a lot of capture the flag when I was in elementary school, which was fun. I really enjoyed kind of like the strategy in it, and you know, trying to distract the other team and hiding your flag. So that was always entertaining for me. I mean, recess was definitely my favorite part of school. I obviously, you know, did my best in school, and my parents always made sure that school came first before anything else. But yeah, recess was definitely my time to kind of let out the steam from class.
What is the secret? And a lot of people listen to this. What's the secret to being a successful dodgeball player?
Honestly, I don't think it's necessarily having a good arm or be quick. I think the key is understanding how to throw those balls. Because for me, I mean, I've got a better arm than all those kids, but they're throwing the ball harder than I am because the ball is like slipping out of my hands. I'm throwing sliders. It's just going all over the place. So I think the key is understanding how to throw those things because, like I said, I had some trouble with it.
Well, when I grew up, I'll give you my story. You know, look, I grew up in the 50s, right? So for us, the game we play, this is the 50s. I declare war. War was big for us. I declare war. You throw the Spalding on the ground. They go way up in the air. And if you had a country, you were a certain country. And if they, I declare war on England, if you were England, you got to catch the ball. And everyone would scatter. Then you had to throw a strike and hit everyone. Because once you caught the ball, everyone had to stop. That was the 50s.
That sounds entertaining. I never played that. So it's kind of like dodgeball. It's just a different spin on it.
Yeah.
I actually hurt a kid when I was playing dodgeball when I was younger because, I don't know, I hit him in the feet while he was running away and he went face first into the asphalt. It was just, I felt so bad. No, looking back on it, I felt bad. At the time, I didn't feel bad because I was being competitive. But, yeah, I, like I said, I enjoy all that stuff and I think it's good to kind of let loose and just have some fun when it's, you know, it's just your free time.
Boy, it reminds me of the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with Larry David. I don't know, do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm at all? Larry David, he plays dodgeball with a critic, a food critic, who's going to look at his restaurant, and he throws it so hard he breaks the guy's thumbs, and of course things take off from there.
I'm going to have to watch that. I've heard good things about it, but I've never actually sat down and gotten into it.
All right, so but you give him shoes. Come on, that's a big deal for kids. I mean, these are nice shoes, New Balance shoes, right?
Yeah, I think they had to sign a waiver. Their parents had to sign a release form and everything, make sure everything was not, you know, nobody's getting taken to court for some reason. But I think 100 out of the 150 kids were able to participate, and they all received shoes. So,
all right, very good. Now, does it follow up? Is that it, or do you go back again? And I'm just curious, the kind of exercises you have the kids do, because these are probably elementary school kids.
Yeah. Well, actually, I went for the first time five weeks ago, and then today, this morning, was the follow-up. So, you know, they're going off into their summer break now pretty soon, within the next week or two. And the hope is that they, you know, use their New Balance shoes to then kind of promote themselves going out and staying active. But they did push-ups, sit-ups, I think some pull-ups, crab walks, just basic exercises, you know, to just get the blood flowing a little bit.
All right. You are famous. You're a major leaguer. The kid was right.
No, I'm a normal person, just like everybody else.
All right, Matt. Nice to have you on, Matt Duffy.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.